Revising at the Library, narrated by Scarlet Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Library by Maids. The snow lies melting on the rebellious grass. A clear sky suggests the beginnings of summer, whispering that it will soon be time for the court festival, seductive women's stomachs and Irish beer. It's April in Drammen. In the library reading room, students' glances wander between the tiny letters of the heavy tomes in front of them and the shooting buds on the trees outside the window. I can make out some naked arms and thighs, but sluggish bodies haven't yet stepped out into summer's caressing embrace. The book on the desk in front of me is turned to page 153. American academic jargon screams out from the pages at me. Contemporary marketing research. My eyes can just about manage to translate the words before they tire and turn away. Out towards the park, gazing at other faces, up women's dresses. The minutes pass before I can do something creative. My thoughts race in every direction, and I feel like it's time to take a break and get my groove back. The exam is coming up soon. I leave the reading room, where you can almost hear the concentration of eyes focused on the set reading like the thumping of keys on an old typewriter. Outside in the corridor, a pensioners' association has rented a hall. Quiet, it says on a sign hanging on the door into the hall. I am quiet. As quiet as a mouse. I go down the stairs to the packed library. Libraries are one of the most important traffic light stops in our world. Here, you'll find the portal to hidden dimensions, clandestine encounters and reincarnation. I live here. All the experiences of the world are found here. Martial arts, sex, cooking and rock and roll. A world to drown in, a myriad of mindsets. My steps are reflected in soft binders. I wander aimlessly towards the literary section, stealing a glance at what's happening in the reading cubicles. Miles Davis is talking about the years he performed on 52nd Street. A gunman wants to overcome the evil tower, while a truck driver sails around the whole world on a massive whale. Everything happens simultaneously, with the same precision and strength as us. My fingers flicker lightly over the covers of the books. They usually stop by chance at a book, peeling open a strange world. But not today. Suddenly, I've forgotten everything about marketing. Everything about the exam is cast aside. My desires have awoken. I absent-mindedly take a chair, go over to some shelves and sit down. I pick up a book. Arne Berggren, The Silent Man, The Story of a Murder. It's a story about a relationship between two boys and a girl.